home for the friends I kept loving most. We now still believe in God we trust. And the freedom I fought for is granted us. I hope it's not too late to save America.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is September 14th, 2021. Our show will be about current events. In particular, the events from this past week. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. Attention, Nashville, Tennessee area CDL A-Team drivers. Commodore Express, Central Tennessee's premier refrigerated truckload carrier, is actively hiring CDL A-Team drivers in the Nashville, Tennessee area for their West Coast weekly runs. Their teams run only to the West Coast. They offer a full benefits package and above average pay, an out and back operation, and quality home / family time. They strive to provide the best work environment with as little stress as possible. Commodore Express is a family oriented company. They take pride in the way we do business, fairly, honestly, and respectfully. Full time, part time, retired, casual drivers, and female drivers encouraged to apply. They are able to work with just about anyone and fill your needs. Visit Commodore Express online at commodoreexpress.net to learn more about them and request an online application. Or call Robert in Recruiting at 615-287-5140, extension 1. To get started on a better career path. Commodore Express, 615-287-5140, extension 1. Commodore Express looks forward to seeing your seat in one of their seats. Well, we've got lots to cover today. Lots to go over with the news. Very interesting, of course, with the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 events that took place. Very interesting what's all hitting the news. Plus, we've got the COVID, the pandemic, the Afghanistan situation. Lots, of course, going on. Well, let's start with what I've got here for my notes. The city of Tucson, Arizona, wanted to move forward with the mandatory vaccines for employees. But the state's attorney general said that that is illegal. We cannot do that. So this is also very good news. We cannot have mandatory vaccines. Now, we go back once again to the Nuremberg trials and the rules that came up after World War II. You cannot have mandatory. Yes, I agree that people may want to have them or may elect to not have them. But remember, you can't have mandatory ever. That infringes on your rights. So City of Tucson wanted it. The state's attorney general says you can't do that. You can request it, but you cannot make it mandatory. And so they said that's illegal. That is correct. That is illegal. Anytime you see something like this in the news or articles or mandates that are required or mandated, You can't do that. Speaking of Arizona, Wendy Rogers, the Arizona State Senator, said the total number of impacted votes for the past election was 299,493, which means that Maricopa must decertify the election from November 2020. So Arizona's in a world of issues there. Lots going on. For those of you Matrix fans out there, the Matrix, the new movie Matrix 4 is coming out. Looks like it's going to be out and released this Christmas, 2021. Very interesting. Of course, there's the special effects. There's the sci-fi piece of it. But there's also the red pill, blue pill connection to help wake people up and the message that they are getting out in those series of movies. Remember to watch for that. Very interesting. Well, it looks like subpoenas now are issued for Cuomo's book deal. This came out September 8th. Former New York Governor Cuomo resigned and stepped down. Well, he had a book deal in place to make big bucks, big money on writing a book. Well, now that he stepped down and is facing all these allegations, now there are subpoenas being issued. That's something to follow. I don't think that's going to be heavily covered in the mainstream news at all. Now, check this out. Speaking of the 9/11 anniversary, keep in mind that the 9/11 family's lawsuit against Saudi Arabia is gaining traction. This is a legitimate lawsuit that we hear about sometimes in the news, but it's usually misconstrued and slanted. Saudi Arabia now has responded to that and said, you know what, we're urging for full disclosure on this, and they want to have it come out. Well, the interesting thing is this. The families are suing Saudi Arabia only because they can. What they're trying to do, I believe, is go after the 19 alleged hijackers, specifically the four or so in the San Diego area that were moving about freely in the U.S., causing all sorts of trouble before the events of 9/11. But nothing ever happened to them. They never even got as much as a slap on the wrist. So they were being protected. CIA or FBI was protecting those, we'll call them bad guys, for the lack of a better word. They were being protected, and they were being funded and protected. And so the question is, what were they doing? Now, we know that there was no hijackers on 9/11. No planes were hijacked on 9/11. So what happened? Well, the United States helped cause 9/11 and was in bed very deeply with the events on 9/11. Now, the families are still able to sue because that's where the funding is coming for. They're going to be walking a tightrope to be able to sue them, although no one from Saudi Arabia had anything to do with the events on 9/11. And so that's why Saudi Arabia is coming back by saying we're going to urge full disclosure. This is a very good chess match to watch. A lot of funding came in from Saudi Arabia. We don't deny that. The funding came in for the alleged hijackers, for what they were doing. And a lot of these properties, a lot of these nonprofit companies based in the Herndon, Virginia area, there was a lot of money coming in, a lot of funding for something. And so that is wide open. That can certainly take place there. Now, because it's a blackmail operation going on, Saudi Arabia is saying, go ahead, we want full disclosure. Now, the big picture of this is going to do nothing with the events of 9/11, but maybe they can move forward on some of these lawsuits to open up the disclosure on some of these other things. That's an interesting thing to monitor. Interesting story here. And the city police chief in a city in Missouri resigned. Now, this was September 9th. A town in Missouri, their city police chief resigned, along with every single other officer. The entire staff resigned. Now, this is very interesting because we're going to start seeing more of this down the road. It doesn't say specifically what for, but we've got corruption going on. We've got people that are controlled. And so I think they're taking a stand there and saying, we're not going to go along with this. Now, speaking of that, in line with that, there's a hospital in New York State. They made an announcement that after September 24th of this year, they were not going to be able to deliver any more babies because of the staff shortage. Remember, these hospitals and medical places are requiring people to be vaccinated and people are leaving. They don't want to be required to be vaccinated. Now we're suffering the backlash that there's not enough staff. And these people will be rolling off, I believe. I'm just guessing here that they turned in their two-week notice. And now what we end up with is dates of staff after September 24th of this year, not enough to be able to deliver babies, and they're going to have to do this in other area hospitals. Look for this to also kick off and cause a domino effect type of a deal because of these types of mandates, vaccination mandates. You cannot do this. Now, this last week, a guest on an MSNBC interview show calls for drone strikes on those opposed to the vaccine mandates. Now, this is what we're going to see next. We're going to see calls for these people being quarantined or set aside or treated differently or not allowed to travel, not allowed to impact the economy, not allowed to buy or sell things. Now they're saying so far that maybe we should have drone strikes against those opposed to the vaccination mandates. They're going to be calling for outright killing people that do not align with the official narrative. That was actually a guest on an MSNBC interview. Very strange. Now, a lot of people are, they're putting certain people in the limelight to get various quotes. Gene Simmons, for instance, in the music industry from the band Kiss, he recently developed COVID. So did his bandmate, Paul Stanley. Then they have been since quarantined and come back out and everything has been fine. But they're using that. They're using that now as a way to push the vaccines. So here's what Gene Simmons said the other day, that everyone should be vaccinated. There should be mandatory vaccines. And the states, the governors of the states that do not want the vaccines mandatory, Florida, for instance, Texas, for instance, are saying we're not going to make the vaccines mandate, required. We can't do that because it's illegal. Gene Simmons is saying that the governors of these states that are opposed to this are doing this for their own benefit, to help get votes for the future elections and help their careers and stepping stones by doing this. Well, that is 100% false, of course. They're basically committing a career suicide by going against this, but they're doing it because it's illegal. Gene Simmons does not know it's illegal. He should be one in particular to know that for sure from his background. But the Nuremberg laws, now you cannot make a vaccine mandate. You cannot force people. You cannot have such thing as a forced vaccination. So these governors are merely doing not what's popular, but what is legal. You can certainly make it recommended. You can encourage people to take it, but you can't make it mandated. And so Gene Simmons is coming out here basically saying that they're trying to beef up their chances for re-election by going against the grain. Well, that's certainly not the case. Sirhan Sirhan, age 77 this past week, was granted parole for the RFK slaying back in 1968. Now, we know here that this is an interesting case. He's been trying and been up for parole many, many times and has been declined. Now, those who have put interest in and research into the case and has read the actual research, not the official narrative, but read the research, knows for a fact that Sirhan Sirhan was a fall guy in the killing of Robert F. Kennedy in California in 1968. He He did not kill the man. He was involved in the murder or in the murder plot. He did have a gun on him. He did, in fact, fire some shots, but none of them hit him. None of them killed. The evidence in the forensics from Robert F. Kennedy was that he was shot from behind the ear, no further away than 3 inches into the brain, meaning a Secret Service man or someone behind Robert F. Kennedy would have had to have done the shooting. We also know that I think his gun, his revolver fired, could hold a maximum of 6 shots. And I believe the forensics also shows that there was 14 gunshot holes around that kitchen area in that hotel. So was he part of it? As a fall guy, yes. Probably under some sort of hypnosis. He didn't recall the event. But he certainly did not kill him. Our own folks in our own government did the actual killing. So yes, the time served, he should be out regardless. Not only for not doing it, but for time served. And we're going to get a lot of backlash for that as well. But that has been proven. That is a fact. Sirhan Sirhan did not kill RFK. He's going to be on parole, granted parole. Now, I don't know how long that takes and how long the process of this to move forward with this. But he was granted. Nonetheless. The Pennsylvania possible election audit is coming up now next. Now, we're seeing the Arizona, the conclusion of the Arizona audit. We're hoping to see the results here any time with what was obviously corrupt and fraud. Whether or not, if you're a Donald Trump fan or not, this isn't about getting him in and getting the votes. It's partially that, but to get it correct. There's fraud on multiple levels in the state. Now, Pennsylvania is looking to do this. In fact, word is on the street that subpoenas are coming to start an election audit in the state of Pennsylvania. This will be something that will be very interesting to watch. I'm willing to bet that the mainstream media will not be covering this at all. Also news this week, Biden has a vaccine mandate. But the exemption that came out this week is that members of Congress are exempt and members of Biden's own staff are exempt from this mandate to force you to get a vaccination. Now, I'm not going to say anything more about that because that's all really that needs to be said. If he's pushing a mandate and he's not making his own staff do it, we have issues. We have issues. Something is not goofy. Now, Biden, speaking of Biden, he renewed the executive order that Trump signed into law back in September of 2018 to allow for criminal charges for those interfering with a presidential election. Why? The question is why. Trump knew that there's going to be election interference and election fraud, but he made an executive order making it a criminal charge if there was foreign countries involved. Now, with the help of Mike Lindell and frankspeech.com and episodes like that and documentaries that are out that have already proved there was election interference from other outside countries, including China, we already have the evidence of that. There is an executive order in place that Trump signed in September 2018 that would make that criminal. Now, why hasn't anything happened with that? Well, it's been shoved aside. It's been kicked down the road. Trump's been allegedly voted out. Biden has been allegedly voted in. But all during this time, that 3-year executive order expired in September 2021. Well, Biden renewed it. Word is on the street that he did it without knowing it. Someone could have given him a stack of papers to sign, a stack of executive orders to renew, a stack of signatures that were needed. It could have been slipped into that stack. However it happened, I can't believe for the life of me that he signed it on purpose. But it is a fact that it has been renewed. Biden renewed it. That particular executive order has been renewed. very odd. Now, we didn't see anything in the mainstream news about this at all. So that's another thing to watch. Now, on 9-7, September 7th, the acting director at the CDC said during an NBC interview that it was okay for kids to get both the flu shot and the COVID vaccination, quote, at the same time. Now, this may be the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. They're trying to push this vaccination for kids. Kids, we already know, don't need it, aren't required, aren't recommended to even get the shot. I think it's for preteens, 12 and under. I think that doesn't even do anything. Their immune system is safe enough without it. All it does for the kids under that age is cause problems. So what you're seeing on the nationwide news, mainstream media is that they're pushing to have kids required to get it. If you see anything about preteens and those under age 13 to be getting it or recommended to get it or to be forced to get it or to be mandated to get it, that should raise your antenna. Kids do not need it. That has already been out several months ago. That has zero impact. Nothing positive can come of that vaccine for kids, only negative. So we're seeing that more and more. Now, we get the acting director of the CDC doing an interview saying, we want to have the kids to take it. They should be getting it. In fact, they should be getting the flu shot at the same time. That's a very dangerous proposition. Very dangerous to say, to make such a comment like that. And he said it on an interview with NBC. This just blows, some of these things just blow me away that it's even done, because those of us who are awake and know what's going on is shocking is what it is. It's shocking. Now, a philosophy professor at Portland State University resigned. Here's an interesting story. This professor resigned. This took place September 8th, if you want to look it up. He said the students are not taught to, quote, think for themselves, but rather than to mimic the moral certainty of ideologues. He's at a campus where he's not allowed to teach the students to think for themselves. Was reprimanded several times, was treated as an outcast, and he said that I believe in this particular campus and campuses across the U.S. that the students are rather taught to rather mimic the moral certainty of ideologues rather than to think for themselves. I believe he's right on the money. What they're taught and what they're pushed to do is to believe what the government says, believe what the media says, believe what the politicians say, and believe what business executives say. That is not thinking for yourself. If all these folks are all lying, like they have been since this whole COVID case came about at the end of 2019, that's the deal. Now, he's at Portland State University. He has now since resigned. Good guy. One of the good guys. Carrie, let's see what her name is. Carrie Sotol. Not sure. She's a former fashion model, now age 52. She revealed that when she was younger in the fashion industry, that she was trafficked and repeatedly raped by her former elite agency boss. And she's coming out with information to reveal this. Once again, these things take place at high-end agencies, high-end fashion, high-end models, the Ford group. This one is elite. This is what happens. Now, she has understood in this particular case that the statute of limitations has expired. There can't be charges that brought forward for any of these things that she's saying. She's doing it to make it open, to make the general public aware of it, to put these individuals on the spot. She names names. and has come forward with some of these allegations and said this is going on for years and years and decades. This is just the way it's done. And they entrap the young models who are young, need a place to live or stay, need food, need money. And so they take them in, take them under their wing. But they've got them compromised because they say, we'll cut you loose if you don't, if you keep this a secret. Keep this a secret, or we'll take it away from you, the rapings and being trafficked around for sex. And so this was when she was underage. She didn't really have a leg to stand on, and she was used that way in that type of a fashion. And her statements come out basically to say that this is an ongoing thing that has been going on for years. Once again, no criminal charges will be brought against this, but what she's doing at age 52 now is to making it more comfortable for others to come forward with statements like this, that you can come forward. And if it's within the range, you can now file charges. She's got nothing to gain by this at all. No one will go to jail, but possibly someone on these younger women that are going through this today, currently, this could happen. So I think we can commend her for doing that and sending that message as a hero of what you can do to get out of a situation like that. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, once again, thank you to our donors and our Patreons. Awesome for those support that comes in to help run our ministry. That is all I've got for today. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is September 14th, 2021. Thanks for listening. Thank you.